Talk us through Ryan's first fight.
It was quite an exciting fight while it lasted. The lad had clearly come to win. You know, he didn't just seem to be like a typical journeyman. He only come to lie down. And Ryan started off quite quick, and he caught his opponent with some quite good shots. But then I think he got a bit carried away and kind of steamed into him. And in the process, he got caught himself with a really good right hand, which he did really well to kind of keep going. And then he got caught with another right hand, which kind of alarmed me. And he caught with it really well, showed a great chin, and came back to kind of get the kill on the ropes and really give it to him. And he stopped him in about a minute and 40 seconds of the first round.
Just how worried were you when them first couple of shots hit, Ryan?
Well, you never want to see that right at the start of a fight, because the kid's got to get kind of warmed up, you know, get used to taking punches. But it's when they get caught cold like that people can get knocked out. So I was quite alarmed just because of how quickly it happened. I mean, obviously, if a fight had progressed, then, you know, people take shots a lot better. But at that point, I was panicking a little.
Was it a case of just looking away, Seb? Did you have any experience with that kind of thing while he was in the amateur ranks?
Yeah, he's shown a really good chin in the amateur ranks, to be fair. He's never put down, and he never got stopped in the amateur boxing. So, we've been, touch wood, it's been really good on that front. He's learned how to take a few shots, but he's Ryan's quite good at avoiding them. So, you know, I think that was a really good test for him. And he came through it really well. I was really chuffed.
Have you been pleased with the progress that he's made since he's turned pro now? He's had that fight. Do you think it's changed his attitude at all?
He's always been a really good trainer, to be fair. And he trains all the time. So I wouldn't say that. But what I would say is we haven't seen the best of him yet. I think he described it before the fight. It seems like having his first amateur fight all over again. And he was really nervous, you know. And so obviously he was really keen to impress. But I think, you know, once he's settled down a bit, you'll see a lot better from him. He's got a lot more to offer. I think I've seen him look a lot better in fights or on the amateur circuit. And it's literally just kind of the big occasion and wanting to show what he can do and try and get it done so quickly, you know. I mean, that said, it's still, you know, a really quick stoppage. So we're really, really happy with him.
And just how important was it that he got such a comprehensive win in the end?
Well, I think, obviously, a lot of people haven't seen him box. You know, he's fought on our home shows a couple of times, but there's a lot of people have heard about him but haven't seen him. So for quite a few people who came that night, it was the first time they'd seen him. So it was kind of important to put on a bit of a display for people to show them what they're all about. And I think, you know, been stopping the guy so quickly, he kind of showed that. But equally, we're keen to impress that, you know, Ryan can really box as well, and we'd like to see, you know, I think that will come across over the next few fights.
And there must have been a massive crowd for your first professional fight, being on the same card as Coyle and Campbell. Was there more there than you was expecting?
Yeah, well, we thought he was going to be on first. So I was like telling him, you know, we'll think of like half empty and stuff. And then by the time we went out, it was really, really busy. So it was kind of, definitely like one of the biggest crowds, if not the biggest crowd he's ever fought in front of. So again, that all added to the, you know, you have to get used to that, really. You know, you go from like fighting at relatively small shows. I mean, if he's fought in front of about 500 or 600 people, but I mean, and then to box at a show like that, you know, it's quite a drastic step up.
And also, I mean, you must be getting a lot more media attention. I've seen a lot of interviews with Ryan now post fight as well.
Yeah, no doubt. He's kind of gone from being relatively obscure, although he was kind of starting to get known. He's known quite well further down the country, because he had a lot of fights down there, and you know, he was getting quite a bit of attention down there. But he's gone from like being kind of relatively obscure to a lot of people wanting to talk to him, which is great, because you know, he's an exciting fighter, and I think he'll be one to watch.
And what's it been like training a professional fighter now? Is this the first time you've trained someone going into that level?
I've trained very professional fighters, but I've never trained them solely from the start like this. You know, I've trained Ryan since he started boxing and taken him to professional boxing, and that's quite exciting. I mean, you know, it's good to see the first day he walked in the gym to where we are now. I mean, it's been a really short time for him that it's happened. It's been about 3 years or something like that, and I think the whole thing's quite exciting, really.
Exciting, but you must be proud as well, Seb. I mean, since you saw him when he was back doing MMA to now seeing him fighting as a professional. Was that something you expected when you first saw him in the air doing MMA?
Back then he was kind of quite different. And he was quite wild. You know, he was definitely strong, a lot of potential. But you could see, there's some work to be done, and the progress has been phenomenal really over the last 3 years. I do feel tremendously proud of him. I think he's it's quite an example to others to be able to succeed that quickly. You know, and to be able to get to a national final. Because I mean, our boxing club's I formed it 3 years ago. And he's our first boxer to reach a national final, and to do so in 3 years as well, it was a massive thing for me. And then to go on to do this, I mean, yeah, definitely very proud of him.
And it also shows what Vulcan can produce at the same time.
I'd like to say that, no doubt. Yeah, we've got some talented young boxers, that's for sure. And again, I'm proud of all of them, but they all work really hard to achieve that. So.
Speaking of Ryan's progress, last time I spoke to you both, one of the focuses was on getting onto that card, the mega fight with Coyle and Campbell. Do you think he's going to be ready to appear on that card?
Well, that's what we're aiming for. You know, I mean, we've been told it by promoters. It looks like we're going to be on that. So, I mean, that's definitely our focus. Then I was just in the gym working on stuff, you know, and we're trying to settle down a bit. I mean, it's a big old bill that with a lot of fans, so it's going to have to be, you know. Keep calm and just get in there and kind of do what he's training for.
And being at the age of 31, is it a case for Ryan that he just wants to get as many fights as possible?
Well, people have made quite a big deal out of his age, but as his trainer, I've said to him, like, it isn't really a massive thing if you look at super heavyweight. If he was like a lightweight or a bantamweight, he would be quite old. But given like modern sports science and super heavyweight, so most of the people at the top of the tree, like Klitschko, they're like pretty much nearly 40, or if not, they're in the 40s. The super heavyweights start maturing around the early 30s, you know, the strength and size. So I'd say Ryan's, he's a fresh 30. It's not like he's had a lot of fights over the years and his body's kind of tiring up. He's kind of just got into it there. So I'm not at all worried about his age, to be fair. I think he's got, in terms of like pro boxing, you know, to have like at least 10 years, which I think he has, that's a long time.
And Seb, because you've kind of brought him from MMA into boxing, you've trained with him, trained him up, you've seen him through the amateur ranks. What was the first thing that you saw to him after that win? Was it well done, or did you talk about those hits that he took in the air at the beginning of the fight?
Well, anyone who knows me, I'm a bit perfectionist, you know, I can like pick faults wherever I can, you know, just because I want them to be better. So, you know, obviously, I don't want my fighters to get hurt, so, you know, I obviously immediately congratulated him because I think, you know, that's a huge achievement and all the hard work he's put in. But then straight away we're like, right, where can we improve? You know, we took shots we didn't need to take in that fight, and it's just excitement, really. Just the excitement of the full thing, and we're kind of learn to settle down and think, right, get used to this stage now, and then we'll cut out the silly mistakes, you know.
And just looking at the heavyweight division, there's been an argument that there's a lack of big names, and it's a chance maybe for Ryan to get a couple of wins, and then he could be in a position where he's fighting for a title.
Well, I'm not sure about that, you know. I think it's just we've got to see how he goes. I mean, I think there are still some quite talented boxers in that division, and it's one of these things where I think it is open. It is open division, for sure. It's not say as difficult as the lightweight division. But we're not in a rush, personally.
Okay, rush. You say you're not in a rush, Seb, but when have you got the next fight planned for?
As it stands, I'm just waiting to talk to the promoter. Obviously, we've got that bill in the summer, and I think there'll be a few shows in between. So we'll just see what we get offered, really. I mean, obviously, we're keen to fight again. But first, it's back to the gym and to get some more sparring as well, because as you can imagine, with it being a big guy, it's quite difficult to get good sparring, so we're going to do a bit of travelling and get some sparring under our belt first.
And finally, Seb, just how proud are you of the city of Hull and the amount of great boxers there are out there at the minute?
Oh, it's unbelievable. You know, I've been in boxing quite a long time now, about 10 or 12 years or something like that, and the progress it's made over the last few years has just been remarkable. We've got so many kids involved in our gym at the moment. You get new kids coming all the time. I know all the gyms, you know, there's like gyms springing up everywhere. I think we've got about 12 gyms at the moment. I mean, it's fantastic. I think, you know, I'm a strong believer in boxing and the good it can do to young people. I think some of our athletes they're a major influence on them. So yeah, I'm very chuffed, and I'm just really glad to be a part of it at the moment.